And I got really curious. After working and doing consulting and leadership development and training and pretty much anything anybody would pay me for, I got really curious about how do you create this real deal culture? Not like PR and ping pong tables and great perks. And that's good. It's nice to have joy in the workplace. But there's a difference between that and this, like we legitimately have this way of relating at work that's, so I got really curious about that. And I started talking to people, at companies that I felt had that. And I started interviewing people. And I started interviewing people that do what I do and interviewing people that were internal culture builders. And I interviewed external culture builders. And I asked them, like, what's the secret sauce? Like, how do you, you know, like, really, how do you do it? And how did you go from not having that to having that? And some of these companies are small, where you'd say it's easier. And some of these companies are much bigger, like DaVita's a 52,000 employee company. And publicly traded. And I learned a few things. So some key insights I learned along the way were, number one, that culture matters, right? Duh. And I'm not going to present all the kind of business-related why it matters. Some people, I'm sure, would want me to go through the three slides, like here's the studies, here's the thing. There's an increasing amount of data to show that it matters. And I'm more interested in sharing like the deeper reason it matters for me. I always have to talk about the ROI stuff. Here, what I get to say is what I believe about why culture matters. And what I believe about what culture matters is that I believe that we're always already connected and that we pretend and act otherwise a lot. And that this acting otherwise is damaging to ourselves and our relationships and the world. And so I feel a personal sense of mission around kind of waking us up to embrace this. We're all connected. Let's start acting like it.